大家各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
May peace with the brothers and sisters in Conical Park Church。
感谢主耶稣恩典，让我们能够到这个地方来守安息圣日。
Thank God's grace that we can gather here today to observe the Sabbath。
那我们今天早上要跟大家一起来学习分享的题目是要休息，要知道神。
And this morning we'd like to study this topic, be still and know God。
我们来看圣经诗篇四十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 46.
请看第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇第十节。
Psalm 46, verse 10.
他说，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
Verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth.
这是可拉所做的一首诗。
This is the song that I written by Clara.
那么在第一节这里面说，神是我们的避难所。
Verse 1 had described here, God is our refuge.
是我们的力量。
His refuge is our strength.
我们在患难中随时的帮助。
It's in our time of difficulty, it's our help.
第二节在讲到说，虽然地发生的让我们没有办法能够安静，就是地改变了。
In verse 2, I described as the earth has changed and still allow us not to change.
摇到海心。
And has shaken and the heart.
那么水在水虽然这喷轰的这样的欢腾。
Has shaken the heart of the rivers and also the sea has great wave.
虽然是这样子，我们心都不害怕。
Even so, but our heart is still not afraid.
所以在这第十节这里面说，你们要休息。
In verse 10, I describe be still.
那在休息的意思就是说，我们要安静。
To be still, meaning this means we need to be quiet.
要知道我是神。
To know that He is God.
这时候要我们认识我们的神。
So to This meaning is to let us understand that we have to know our God.
那这个诗篇四十六篇的这第十节，在这里面主要的强调的就是说，不管环境任何不好的环境之下。
So in Psalm 46, verse 10, it describes no matter what kind of environment we're living in.
中文的圣经翻译是换成休息。
In the Chinese translation, meaning rest.
但是呢，在原来的意思上就是说。在这种环境之下的时候，你要安静。
So in the original meaning, at this type of environment, that we need to be still.
因为你在这个安静当中，你才能够去，这中文圣经翻作是知道神，就是你才能够认识神。
So in this stillness and this moment that we can know God.
所以在我们的生活环境里面碰到了有一些挑战的时候
，In our daily life environments that sometimes we face some challenge，
我们这个心里的安静是非常的重要。
And our heart to be still is be very important。
这几天我接到圣地亚哥的有一位姊妹，也是他们那个地方的负责人打电话给我。
Recently had received a phone call from。The church, the San Diego prayer house. There's a sister call me.
她说有一位姊妹，她的阿公，她的祖父呢，是我们真耶稣教会早期的传道人。
And the sister had mentioned that his grandfather was a pastor in our early day church.
他们是在菲律宾那个地方的人。
They were resided in Philippines.
但是后来就经过了两代以后，这个女儿变这个姊妹变成。没有信仰。
After the two generations passed by, that she had lost her faith.
但是呢，她被魔鬼邪灵附身。
And she was possessed by demons.
魔鬼不让她睡觉。
The evil spirit not allow her to sleep.
所以她也是感觉到很痛苦。
And she was in pain, suffering.
后来她就找到我们教会的姊妹。
So she had found our church sisters.
就她说。他很想要来靠近主耶稣。
She says she wanted to draw close to Lord Jesus.
那天来找的时候是晚上十一点的时候，来到这个姊妹的家里面。
And that day she went visit our church sister. It was about 11 o'clock at night.
那姊妹就跟她一起祷告。
And that sister in our church was praying with her.
那个在一起祷告的时候呢，那个姊妹呢，这个皮肤就长出鸡皮疙瘩，
And
这样子鸡皮疙瘩。
While they were praying, that the sister's hand had a goosebump.
就是说， 这个灵跟灵之间，当那个邪灵跟圣灵不一样。
This means that the evil spirit and the Holy Spirit is different.
他本来是要求说，我今天叫看是不是跟人家对调，要到那个圣地亚哥去。
So she asked me if today I could go to San Diego.
但是我想说，既然安排到肯诺家来，我还是要来这边。
But I thought if I was assigned in Conoco Park Church, then I will be here.
好像已经有半年久了，没有来到这边来了。
I thought it's about half year I have not been in Conoco Park Church.
所以我就勉励那位姊妹说，你不要害怕。
So I encourage that sister, do not be afraid.
你要安静。
You have to be still.
有时候碰到很多挑战的时候，这个安静是一个很重要的一个因素。
Sometimes we face many challenges, but the stillness is very important.
越大的挑战在我们面前的时候，假使我们没有办法安静的时候，我们没有办法认识神。
So the greater challenge is facing us if we do not be still, that we cannot know God.
其实我们只不过是神所用的一个没有用的工人而已。
So as us, that we are just useless.
没有用的工人，但是呢，假使神，我们是能够安静的来认识神、来依靠神的时候
，So if you understand that we would be still and trust and know God，
在这里说，我必在外邦中被人家尊崇，在遍地上被人家尊崇
，So that I will be known in the heathens。
所以从这个地方也可以让我们能够了解，在我们的信仰生活当中，要是有碰到这些的困难的时候，我们要用什么样的态度来面对这些的困难。
So in our spiritual life, we face this type of difficulty, and how do we face this type of challenge?
好，那今天早上我要跟大家分享的圣经呢，也继续再来跟大家分享是《耶稣雅记》。
So this morning I'd like to share with brother sister with Book of Joshua.
今天早上跟下午要跟大家也分享是《耶稣雅记》的第五章。
And this morning in the afternoon, I'd like to share with brother sister Joshua chapter 5.
我记得上一次来到这边的时候，是跟大家分享是《耶稣雅记》的第四章。
The last time I was here and sharing with brother sister Joshua chapter 4.
这个第四章就是说，当以色列百姓在旷野走了四十年以后。
And chapter 4 I described after an Israelite has walked in the wilderness for 40 years.
那个在出埃及二十岁以上被数算的人，除了耶稣亚跟加勒以外，其他被数算过的人就倒在旷野。
And after left Egypt, whoever is 20 years old and above, and whoever the population was counted, besides Caleb and also Joshua, everyone else was perished.
所以将近了200万的人口呢，他们已经来到了约旦河边。
So about 2 million Israelites has came before Jordan River.
而且来到这约旦河边的时候，正好是河水漫过两岸。
So at this time that when they came to Jordan River, this river has went into two bank side.
那个时候正是要收割的时候。
At the time there was a time of
收割收获的时候。好。所以在这种状况之下，以色列人怎么样？两百万人怎么样来渡过约旦河进入迦南地
？So at this type of situation, how does this 2 million Israelite, go across Jordan River?
好，后来神就带领他们走人从来没有走过的路，来通过了约旦河进入到迦南地。
So God had lead the Israelite to the way that no one has ever walked on to cross the Jordan River to enter the land of Canaan.
而是叫着祭司抬着约柜。就走到约旦河边，脚一踩到约旦河的时候，约旦河的河水就开了。
So command the priest to carry the Ark of Covenant to put a footstep in the Jordan River, so the Jordan River can be parted.
然后这河水一开了以后呢，而不是像以前四十年前在红海的时候，是河水是河成为水垒是在他的身边。
So after this Jordan River was parted, it's not just like 40 years ago how the Red Sea was parted.
而这一次的河水成为水垒的是远远的这个亚当城的地方。
And this Jordan River was stopped far away from the river of Adam.
所以当经过了四十年的操练以后，这些祭司他们同心有信心顺服的扛着耶柜就踩到耶旦河里面。
The city of Adam. And after the priest was trained for 40 years, they have faith that step their footstep in the Jordan River.
好，来到耶旦河，站在耶旦河的中间的时候，耶稣要叫他站停在那个地方。
When they walk in the center of the Jordan Rivers, and Joshua commanded them to be still.
所以这个耶旦河的河水成为水垒，完全就是看着这个祭司 他们扛着耶柜，啊，他站在那个地方，河水就成为水灵。
Because the river Jordan River was parted because the Ark of Covenant was in the center, and the priest was carrying the Ark of Covenant.
当这些两百万的人口通过了这约旦河了以后
，After those 2 million Israelites walk across the Jordan River.
当这扛着耶柜的祭司，他们把耶柜送到脚一踩到干地以后，那个水又再下来。
So after the priest carried the Ark of Covenant and crossed the Jordan River, the Jordan River has the water has came back.
啊，所以这个是一件非常奇妙的一件神迹。
And this is very amazing miracle.
那么在第四章里面，在这一段故事里面，事迹里面呢，那么耶稣也就交代每一个支派派一个人，在那个耶柜站的河中的地方捡了一块石头。
So this chapters and Joshua had commanded everyone to bring in each tribe to bring a stone to a different tribe and at this Jordan River.
啊，然后把这个石头呢，就立在他们那天晚上安营的地方，就犄角的地方，就立在那个地方。
And the stone has established and set it at the Gilgal.
啊，然后呢，耶稣又叫他们又再把耶祭司跟耶柜的那个地方的脚站的合众地方，再把它立上了十二块石头。
And Joshua commanded the priests that where they stand still in the center of the Jordan River with Ark of Covenant, they had set this stones in the center.
所以那个犄角的这个十二块石头，后来在以色列人在攻打迦南地的时候，成为一个很重要的一个精神的鼓舞的地方。
So this 12 stone in the Gilgal, and when the Israelite and was fighting in canyons, and this is very great strength and reminder for them.
啊，因为在这个十二块石头立在犄角的地方，有三个意义存在。
There's three meanings when this 12 stones was set at this in Gilgal.
第一个就是要来做证据。
First is to have witnesses.
证明说他们是经过从约旦河走过来的。
So to prove that they have walked across the Jordan River.
啊，然后呢，以后可以跟他们的子孙讲说，神怎么样将约旦河打开，让他们能够过着干地，通过了约旦河。
So this they can also pass this miracle to the next generation, and to let them know how they cross the Jordan River, how the miracle of God allowed them to cross the Jordan River.
啊，第二点就是这个十二块石头成为他们永远的纪念。
The second point is that these 12 stones become their experience of their lifetime.
啊，第三个意思就是要让使地上的万民都知道神的手他是大能的。
So the third meaning is that allow the people in the world to see how the miracle of the hand of God.
啊，使他们能够永远的来纪念主神。
So they can remember their Lord God.
所以当他们在这个在攻打迦南地的时候，打赢回来的时候，看到那个十块石头的时候，他们在那里献上他们的感谢。
So when they fighting the Lennon Canyons, the people in Lennon Canyons, when they had a victory, and when they see these 12 stones, they feel of thanksgiving.
但是假使打仗打输了回来的时候，看到那个石头的时候，让他们在那边流泪悔改。
So when if they lost the battle, when they came back, then see these 12 stones, and they will shed tears and repent to God.
所以这个犄角的这个十二块石头，都在对以色列人的这个信仰来讲，跟信仰的传承来讲，是一件很重要的事情。
So this 12 stone in Gilgal and for the faith in Israelite and also the descendant is very important.
啊，那我们今天的这个第五章是讲了他们已经过了约旦河，在基甲安营以后所发生的事情。
And this chapter 5 describes after they crossed the Jordan River, and they had set their tent in this Lennon Canyon.
啊，所以过了这个约旦河以后，他们安营的地方叫做基甲。
So after they crossed the Jordan River, where they set their camp is in Gilgal.
在这个第五章的第一节开始讲到说，约旦河西的这个摩亚摩利人的诸王，还有靠着海边的迦南人的诸王，听到了神使以色列百姓过了约旦河的水干了，让他们过来的时候，我说他们的心因为这样子就融化了。
And in chapter 5 verse 1, and it came to pass when all the kings of Amorites which were on the side of Jordan west and westward, and all the kings of Canaanites which were besieged, heard that the Lord dries up the water in Jordan from before, and their heart was melted.
那从这一段里面，我们就可以知道说，他们过了约旦河了以后，那个神吩 叫摩西吩咐耶稣要说要把迦南七族消灭掉，所以那些人他们心里都害怕到心里融化的都没有胆量。
So after the Israel crossed the Jordan River, God had commanded the Israelite to destroy the tribe in the land of Canaan.
好，以在我们战术战争的立场上来讲，我们中国有一句话说说一鼓作气，再而衰，三而竭，就是说一鼓攻过来，就趁这个机会就赶快来去攻打了，是吧？那个士气是最强的。
So in the strategy of the battling that, when one time destroy a whole military, and at that moment that is the most powerful strategy.
但是呢，他们过了这个约旦河了以后，然后神吩咐耶稣亚呢，不是叫他们马上去攻打。
And after that, cross the Jordan rivers, God commanded Joshua not to right away to fight against the tribe in Canaan.
而且在基甲那个地方，他们一共做了三件事情。
The Gilgal, they had done three things.
这是三件事情，他们做的这三件事情也成为我们在信仰生活当中，我们要去学习怎么样能够安静，怎么样来休息，怎么样来认识神。
And these three things I have done in Gilgal is that we can learn how to be still, and how can we learn that we can know God.
在这个第二节当中，就耶稣神要叫耶稣也要做的事情，第一个就是要叫以色列百姓来行割礼。
In verse 2, the first things that God commanded the Israelites to do is to have circumcision.
然后呢，在第二件事情呢，在第十节那个地方，在基甲那里安营。然后在那个地方守逾越节。
And the second thing is that when they encamped in Gilgal, that they had kept the Passover.
在这第十二节那个地方说，他们到了第二天，在那里就吃当地的土产。
Verse 12, in the second day, they had eaten of the old corns of the land.
所以呢，他们从这做这三件事情，可以再让我们去思考，在我们的这个信仰生活当中，我们应当要。去想要应当要做些什么事情。
And these three things they had done after they in Gilgal that we can learn these things, we can learn these things to encourage us.
从这件事情当中，可以让我们知道一个战争。我刚才讲过，以战术的立场上来讲，过了约旦河，他们胆量都消失了以后，来攻打他们是最好的时机。
So after they had crossed the Jordan River in the strategy of battling, and they were.The enemy was afraid. This is the best time when they strike and attack them.
但是在神的角度来讲，神对以色列百姓来讲的时候，并不是要用这种方式。
But in the angle, the eyes of God, God does not want to use this way to attack.
其实这个也可以讲到是在战争上，或者是在我们的工作上，我们人常常是想要用我们的聪明智慧。
This is also can mention as we in the battles and also our work that we will also sometimes rely on our own wisdom.
但是在这个耶稣要记第五章里面是告诉我们说，我们不是要完全要在乎于我们人的这个战略或者是智谋，而是在乎怎么样来顺服神的指导。
In chapter 5, it's clear it's not we emphasize our own wisdoms or our own strategy, but to emphasize on God's guidance.
然后呢，从这个地方能够去顺服神，然后让我们的灵性能够稳固。依靠神来攻打这个迦南地。
So to trust unto God, to obey God, and to be strengthened, and in this moment to attack the land of Canaan.
所以呢，神在他们过了约旦河以后呢，要他们在那个地方做了三件事情。
So、after the Israel crossed the Jordan River, God commanded them to do three things.
第一个呢，就是叫他们行割礼。
The first is for them to have circumcision.
那么割礼原来是以色列百姓。跟神立约的一个证据。
Circumcision was originally a covenant between God and Israelite.
当时出埃及的这一些人，他们是有受割礼的。
The Israelite has left the Egypt. All these chosen people, they had circumcised.
后来出了埃及以后，因为他们对神失去了信心，所以神呢？就咒诅他们，让他们二十岁以上被数算的人死在旷野，除了加勒跟耶稣亚以外，其他人通通要死在旷野。
After they left Egypt and because they lost their faith, all the people was counted for 20 years and above, And they all perished, but only Caleb and Joshua was left.
但是这些下一代在旷野出生的，在二十岁以下的这些人，他们在旷野出生的人，因为在旷野生活当中没有行割礼。
And after they left Egypt, and they were walking in the wilderness, that the age of 20 and below, that they these people chosen one has not have circumcision.
所以这个行割礼是跟神建立关系一个证据，是一件很重要的事情。
So the circumcision is a covenant between God and His chosen people is very important.
那你现在要来攻打迦南地的时候。
So at this moment, they want to attack Lebanon Canyon.
出埃及记里面描写的这一些以色列的百姓是主神的军队。
In Exodus, had described that the Israelite is the army of God.
你还没有受割礼的时候，就是换句话说，你还不是神的军队。
But before you circumcised, not meaning saying that you are not the army of God.
所以你要准备去攻打迦南地的时候，你要是没有受割礼的话，你就不配成为神的军队。
So before you attack Lebanon Canyon, but you have not circumcised that you are not worthy of be as an army of God.
所以神叫他们在这个基甲那个地方的时候，不是急急的叫，就马上叫他去攻打。
So that when they were in Gilgal, and God was not hurry to allow them to attack.
叫他们要表面上是休息，其实叫他们安静来思考跟神之间的关系。
So God wanted to be still and rest, so for them to meditate their relationship with God.
所以叫他们要实行割礼。
So to command the Israelite to have circumcision.
所以当他受了割礼的以后，等到了他们痊愈了，然后才去攻打迦南地。
And after they circumcised, they were healed, so then at the moment they can attack the land of Canaan.
那第二件事情就是叫他们去守逾越节。
The second thing is for God commanded them to keep the Passover.
还没有受割礼以前是没有资格守逾越节的。
So before a person is circumcised, they're not worthy to keep the Passover.
那么守逾越节的呢，是为了纪念神怎么样救赎他们脱离了埃及，免得死亡的这个神的恩典。
To keep the Passover is for the Israelite to meditate how God has taken them out of Egypt and in God's grace.
这个真的很奇妙的，当他过了耶旦河了以后，过不久，马上就逾越节的时间就到了。
So it's very amazing that after they have passed the Jordan River, now too long this Passover had come.
所以在这里守逾越节，逾越节的照旧约的律法是要七天的时间。
So the Passover, according to the law of Moses, that they have to keep for 7 days.
所以我们从这里面可以发现到，它这个次序上都是很清楚的。
So we can see all the step.
你要是没有
is very clear.
你要是没有受割礼的人是没有资格守逾越节。
So a person does not circumcise, it cannot keep the Passover.
所以他们经过四十年在旷野走了以后，来过了约旦河以后，先受割礼完了，才让他们在那里守逾越节。
So after they walk 40 years in wilderness, and after they pass the Jordan River, and after they circumcised, so they can keep the Passover.
在我们教会也是一样。
Same as in our church.
为什么还没有受洗的人不能够来领受圣餐？
So why is it a person did not baptize cannot partake the Holy Communion?
我们办圣餐的就是逾越节的那个筵席，那无酵饼，那个延伸过来的东西。
So the reason that we have Holy Communion is the same meaning as in the Passover, they have this unleavened bread.
虽然他们已经是信了耶稣
，although they are the newly born.
但是他还没有受洗。
But they are not baptized.
所以他没有资格来守这个逾越节。
But after they believe in Lord Jesus, they're not baptized, but they're not still not worthy to keep this Passover.
所以我们教会里面，要是还没有经过我们教会的合法的大水洗礼的人，是不可以来领受这个圣餐。
So in our church, whoever does not baptize in living waters and cannot partake this Holy Communion.
所以从这个可以看出旧约时代的情形跟新约。这个次序都是一致的，没有什么不一样。
So we can see the direct relationship as Old Testament, the events and the same as today's in True Church.
好，到了这个第十二节、十一二节的时候，他们呢就开始吃那个地方的土产。
So from verse 11 to verse 12, they start to eat the land, the corn of the land.
那时候他们所做的是无酵饼。
At the time, they made it unleavened bread.
所收到的那个麦穗拿去烘干，这样子来吃。
And they parched the corn in the self-same, in the corn.
那我们从他们在基甲，百姓在基甲那里先后领受的这三件事情。
And in Gilgal, the Israelites had done these three things.
这可以证明说神的应许是没有落空的。
You can prove that God's promise will truly fulfill.
所以他们进了应许之地以后，要强化他们的这个信心。
So after they entered the promised land, God will strengthen their faith.
那我们今天早上就开始来思想这三件事情。他们来到这过了约旦河，在基甲安营那地方，他们做三件事情，带给我们有什么一些的醒思，可以思考的地方。
So this morning, we'd like to study after they crossed the Jordan River, they encamped in Gilgal. What are the teaching that we can learn?
第一点就是他们在那里行割礼。
So the first point is that they would had a circumcision.
在这里面，让我们思考到归属神的这种荣耀。
So and we can meditate that as we belong to the glory of God.
因为新的一代跟神之间没有记号，没有那个记号。
So the new generation they had no sign between God and them.
这个记号是跟神立约的记号，他们没有。
And this sign is for them to make covenant with God.
所以叫他们过了约旦河，在基甲的地方，叫拿出火石来行割礼的时候，来证明他们跟神之间有归属的关系。
But these Israelites has not have no God's signs, but after they crossed the Jordan River, God wanted them has circumcision, so they can make covenant with God.
让他们能够知道说他们是属神的，是神的军队。
So they can know that they belong to God, they belong to the soldier and army of God.
那么基甲是什么意思？
So what does it mean of Gilgal?
他们安营在那个基甲的地方。
They have encamped in the site of Gilgal.
那个基甲的意思就是滚的意思，滚出去的意思。
Gilgal means they're rolling out.
就是说将他们的羞辱，借着这个割礼，把它滚出去。
So this meaning is the shameful things they have through this place, Gilgal. They have rolled out.
就说以前他们在埃及的时候是做人家的奴仆。
So before, as they were in Egypt, they were slaves of the Egyptians.
那今天他的受了割礼以后，他证明他跟神建立的关系，他会成为神的子民。
So today, as they left Egypt, they had a circumcision, so they're becoming the people of God.
以前在埃及的做奴仆这种卑贱羞辱的事情，从此就滚开了，就离开了。
So before they were slaves in Egypt, and all these shameful things that because this all had rolled out.
所以我们今天借着这个地方，也可以让我们来去思想。
So as this this part that we can meditate about this teaching.
我们今天已经受洗归入了耶稣基督。
Today we have baptized and belong to Christ.
这个割礼就预表到我们的洗礼。
So this circumcision has represent this baptism.
那我们洗礼了以后，是不是把我们以前的那个羞辱，好像以前的犹太人的以色列人在埃及做奴仆这种羞辱，把它滚出去呢
？So after we baptize, all the shameful things we had done before, just like the Israelites and in Egypt, all the shameful thing was rolled out.
要脱离我们的旧人，我们要成为一个新人。
So to leave our old self, that we have to become a new person.
来过一个新的生活。
To live a new life.
所以从这件事情可以让我们去想想我们跟神之间的关系。
So from this this point that we can meditate about the relationship between God and us.
以前我们是属于这个世界，属于魔鬼的。
So before we belong to the world, belong to Satan.
今天我们借着受洗了以后，我们归入到神的里面，我们成为神的儿女，是属神的。
So today we baptize, we belong to Christ, and we belong to God. We have become children of God.
所以从这个角度来看，说神为什么叫他们要休息，叫他们在那个地方基甲，但不要急着去攻打。
So on this angle that we can see, why does God want to be still? Does not be attack. This is the reason.
这个从属关系还没有建立起来的时候，他们去攻打迦南地的是不配的。
So this relationship they have not built with God before they attack.They're not worthy to attack.
他们今天已经成为神的儿女了，他得到神的这个子民的这个身份的时候，成为神的军队的时候，就有资格来攻打这个迦南地。
So if today they become children of God, become the people of God, and become an army of God, they had, they are worthy to attack the Lanakians.
第二点。
The second point.
在这里面让我们去思考，在这个磨练当中的所得到的荣耀。
So we meditate about how they were training. Through this training, they received this glory.
在这个被数算二十岁以上的人，除了耶稣雅跟加勒以外，通通倒在旷野。
So the count is the age of 20 and above, except Caleb and Joshua, everyone was perished.
那能够去承受迦南地的是第二代的，才有资格来承受这个地方。
So whoever can receive this blessing into the Canaan's, it's only the people of second generation.
而且是过了约旦河的来承受产业的这些人。
So the people after they pass the Jordan River to receive this inheritance.
我们再考虑再想想看，这一代新的这一代在旷野经过四十年的操练。
So let's meditate about how the second generation was crossing. It was in the wilderness, walking the wilderness for 40 years.
然后我们再看他们当时他们的这种的顺服同心，这样子通过了这个约旦河。
So and also meditate about how they obeyed in sin hearts and they have the sin heart and obey to God, how they crossed the Jordan River.
这一些新的这一代，他们因为顺服，他们对神有信心，是蒙神悦纳的。
So this new generation, they trust in God and obey to God. This is acceptable.By God.
所以他们才有资格来领受这个永生的产业。
So they are worthy to receive this eternal inheritance.
今天我们也是一样。
Same as us today.
在我们这个信仰的过程当中，我们除了接受洗礼以外，我们在信仰常碰到很多问题，会经过操练。
In our spiritual journey, it's after we baptize that we will have challenge in training in our faith.
在这个四十年的他们以色列人在四十年的操练当中。神的恩典跟他们同在。
So Israelite was training in the 40 years in the wilderness. God was with them.
他们所穿的衣服、穿的鞋子，四十年走不破。
All their clothes and the sandal they wear was not tear off.
在这个旷野当中，没有食物。
In this wilderness, they have no food.
那神降玛拿给他们吃。
They have no food to eat. God has sent down manna for them to eat.
接着这个玛拿还告诉他们来训练他们要守安息日。
So through this manna, for them to learn to observe the Sabbath.
教他们在捡玛拿的时候，也教他们要学习顺服。
So when they pick the manna, they also learn the teaching to be obeyed.
每天去捡就要捡到一定自己的要吃的分量。
So every day they pick this manna, they only can pick certain amount for themselves.
你要不捡，你会饿死。
If you don't pick these manna, then you will start to death.
你捡的太多会烂掉，会生虫。
But if you pick more manna,And this manna will go bad.
神就这样慢慢在训练，训练，训练。到星期五的时候，叫他们要减双倍。
So God is slowly training them, and in Friday, and they have to pick a double portion.
到了星期六安息日的时候，他就不降manna。
And then Saturday and Sabbath, and the manna will not come down.
所以在这种操练当中，神就不断在那里训练，训练他们，让他们知道说，你们要守安息生日。
So through this training and in the 40 years in wilderness, God.Wanting to observe the Sabbath.
也训练他们要顺服神，不要贪。
To also train them to be, to obey to God, to not be greedy.
也训练他们不要懒惰。
And also teach them not to be lazy.
这个就是照着神的话来做。
To go according to God's word.
然后他们在走旷野路的时候是很艰苦的。
So when they walk in the wilderness, there is very difficult for them.
走旷野路是很痛苦。
So it's very painful and difficult to walk in the wilderness.
但是呢，神却用云柱跟火柱来带领他们。
But God used a pillar of clouds and pillar of fire to lead them, to guide them.
在这旷野的走很热的时候
，In this wilderness was very hot.
有云柱来遮住太阳，使他们免得受到太阳的伤害。
So there's a pillar of cloud covered the sun, so that would not be hurt by the sun rays.
那么在旷野在走路的时候，到晚上的时候，散热散完的时候。这个地面上是很冷的。
So when they walk in the wilderness after it's dark and this heat has gone and at night time it's very cold.
那神用火柱跟他们同在。
God used a pillar of fire to be with them.
使他们在这寒冷的晚上里面有温暖。
So in this cold dark night times they receive warmth.
免得他们在这个旷野里面冻死。
So that they will not perish in this cold weather.
而且这个火柱发出亮光
，so although also this pillar fire has light，
让这个旷野里面的蛇啦、那个蟹啦、那个 那个毒蝎子都会离开他们所住的地方。
So all the scorpions and snake will depart from them because they see these insects see this light.
所以从这个地方这样子，神慢慢在训练他们，他们的信仰就慢慢一步的就站立起来。
So in this wilderness, God trained them so slowly they can get up.
但是神所讲的那些二十岁以上的，除了耶稣雅各加勒以外的人，就慢慢的一代就在躺倒在旷野。
So God mentioned in 20 years and above, except Caleb and Joshua, and generation and generation they have perished.
当然了，那个二十岁以上的是被数算的。
And 20 years and above has been counted.
那利未人是没有被数算。
This is not including Levites.
所以二十岁以上的有没有人进迦南地？
Is 20 years and above has any entered the land?
我们以前常常在讲说，除了耶稣雅跟加勒以外，二十岁以上都倒在旷野。
So we often say, except Caleb and Joshua, the rest of it has perished in the wilderness.
那个时候，我们是圣经里面是说被数算二十岁以上的人。
That time, the Bible describes that the 20 years and above was counted.
你要是看民数记第一章的时候。圣经里面特别强调说，利未人不要被列入数算，不要被算。
In number chapter one had described that the Levite was not counted.
所以利未人只要没有不对神发生怨言的守住道理的人，二十岁以上的人仍然可以进迦南地。
So the Levite does not, the Levites whoever did not grumble to God and trust into God, the people 20 years and above all enter the land of Canaan.
这是以前我们比较没有注意的地方。
So this is the points that we have.Not put attention to.
我们常常讲是二十岁以上，除了耶稣雅各加勒以外，通通躺在旷野。
So、
我们常常是这么讲。
We often say it's 20 years and above, except Caleb and Joshua, all perish in the wilderness.
但是要再加上一句话，是被数算的可以打仗的这个的兵丁。
So we have to add another words that these people are counted, whoever can fight in the battle.
好，第三点，我们
third point.
这件事情呢，让我们去思想。
So we can also meditate about this point.
他说。去思考到这个神的这种保护的这种的荣耀。
So we can to meditate about how God protect them to see this glory.
这些以色列百姓二十岁以上的新一代进入到迦南地了以后，他们在那里行割礼。
So the 20 years above Israelite and the generation after in Gilgal they start have circumcision.
在这个第五章的第八节这里面这么说。
In chapter 5, verse 8 had described.
他说国民受了割完了礼了，就住在营自己的地方，等到痊愈了。
And it had came to pass when they had done circumcision, all the people that they abounded in their places in the camps, till they were whole.
在这个战争的以战争的角度来讲，这个时候受割礼的时候，以色列百姓是在战力上是最弱的时候。
So at this battle point of views in the Israelite had a circumcision. This is their weakest point moment.
在这些人在那个营里面，在那里等候，让他所受的割礼能够得到痊愈。
So the Israelite had waited in the camp, and they can be whole after they can be as whole after they circumcised.
这个割礼就是以现在来讲就是割包皮。
And this circumcision is today is to circumcise.
那个时候跟现在的科学很进步，而且。开刀的技术很好，以前他是用火石刀在做这个工作的时候，这个痊愈的速度上是比较慢。
So back then they were using some kind of stone to circumcise, but as today is different way.
但是呢，却在这个在他们在那个等候在痊愈的这一段时间里面，他的敌人在他们面前，他们没有惧怕。
As they were waiting after the circumcised, they become whole.And at that moment, they were not afraid of their enemies.
那他基甲跟这个耶利哥城，他们攻打第一个城市耶利哥城，距离到底有多远
？So Gilgal is in the first city to attack is city of Jericho, and how far is this distance?
那个基甲大概在耶利哥城东边大概两公里的地方。
And Jericho was the east of Gilgal, about
一点多迈嘛，一点两公里大概一点多迈。
About one mile.Miles,
一点多了哈。
Distance.
那么这样子距离来讲是很近。
So at this distance, it seems very close, and the distance is very short.
所以以后我们再看说以色列百姓先绕耶利哥城，这样绕回来，这个距离来讲，我们想就可知道他们这样子做是做得到的。
So then we can imagine how Israelites go around the city of Jericho, this is, they can be able to do so.
啊，所以这个两军距离是这么近。
So these two armies have very close distance.
在那个地方，在斯琴歌里。
Over there, they had a circumcision.
在那里等于痊愈。
And over there, they waited to.
在那个时候是最弱的时候。
They were the weakest point at the moment.
但是呢，神却保护他们。
But then God was protecting.
啊，让他们在那里休息，在那里等候。
So the God allowed them to be rest and to be still to wait.
让他们强壮了以后，可以去攻打哥
所以 after to become strong, so they can attack the city of Jericho.
啊，所以从这个地方来讲，就是可以让我们思考到，有时候我们碰到很多问题的时候，我们能够安静下来，来认识神。来等候神，这个的功课是我们必须要去学习的地方。
So at this point, a lot of time we face difficulty and challenges. We be still to rest and wait for God. This is great teaching that for us to learn.
所以在他们在等候、在休息、在复原的过程当中，强敌在他们的面前，他们不惧怕。
So when they will still be rest and waited, and but although there are strong enemies, they will not afraid.
好，所以我们刚才在读诗篇四十六篇的第一节的时候
，When we're reading Psalm 46, verse 1,
神是我们的。磐石是我们的保障，是我们的避难所。
God is our refuge, God is our rock, God is our assurance.
啊，那这个我们是不是能够去体会得到神真的是帮助我们的呢
？So are we truly can experience how God was the one help us?
当你能够体会到神是我们的帮助的时候，你就能够安静下来，你就能够。在那里等候神，能够在那个安静的时候来认识神，来依靠神。
So when we can understand God as our helper, at the moment we can be still and to wait to trust in God, to know God.
好，那么在这里我们在谈到在思考的第四个问题。
The fourth question that we can be meditating.
我们刚才一共讲了三种的荣耀。
Just now that we have mentioned about
three glory. 第一个就是归属神的荣耀。
The first is to belong to God, this glory.
第二个是操练磨练的荣耀。
The second is the glory of training.
第三个就是神保护的荣耀。
The third is the glory of God's protections.
那么第四个呢是什么呢？是侍奉的荣耀。
What is the fourth point? The fourth point is the glory of servitude.
刚才有讲过，先行了割礼以后才可以守逾越节。
Just now mentioned, after they have circumcision, then they can keep this Passover.
哦，所以他们受了割礼以后。开始，他们要来做侍奉的工作。
After they circumcised, they will start to servitude to serve God.
没有受割礼的人是没有资格来守逾越节的。
A person did not circumcise is not worthy to keep the Passover.
他们受割礼完了以后，他们才来守逾越节。
And after they circumcised, then they can keep the Passover.
他们在那个守逾越节的时候是欢喜。感恩的心来侍奉神。
So when they keep this Passover, they have the heart of joy and thanksgiving to glorify God and thank God.
刚才我们讲过，照着这个律法的规定，守逾越节的一共是要七天。
So according to the laws, that to keep this Passover, a total of 7 days.
他们要吃无酵饼。
They had to eat unleavened bread.
所以他们从当地。刚好碰到是收割的时候，将他们收割的东西去吃他的土产，去用那些来做无酵饼，在那里来感恩对神对他们的救赎。
So at the time they were had crops, and with the they can eat the old corns, and at the moment they can eat this these foods, and they were very thankful to God.
这是他们四十年来所期待的事情。
This is they were expecting about in 40 years.These things can happen.
当他们四十年前要离开埃及的时候
，40 years ago before they left Egypt,
摩西都交代他们每家家户户要杀羊羔。
Moses had commanded them to slaughter the lamb.
啊，一个家庭，假使人不够的话，可以两个、三个一起来没有关系。
So if one household is not people, can two or three people has
to join? 然后杀了羊羔的血，把它涂在门牌或者门楣上面。
So after the slaughter the lamb, they would take the blood to put on the top of their house.
好，等到晚上那个灭命的天使来的时候，看到这门框门楣有血，就越过去，叫逾越欢过去的逾越节。
And on the top of their doors.And when people see this, and they can pass over, this meaning pass over.
所以以色列百姓呢，他们有这样做以后，他们都平安无事。
So the Israelites had done so, so they have peace.
哦，但是在埃及，凡是守身的、投胎的，通通被 灭命的天使杀掉。
But in Egypt, whoever is the firstborn, was all killed by the angels.
哦，神借着这件事情，把那后来埃及人逼他们赶快出去，赶快出去。
So through this miracle, and the God allowed the Egyptian wanted the Israelite to leave the Egypt.
现在已经经过四十年了，进入到迦南地了，已经进到迦南地了，吃了土产，在那地方来纪念，感谢神的救赎，神的这个恩典，哦，在那里喜乐的来服侍神。
And after the 40 years they left the Egypt, they went here to eating the unleavened bread and also the crops in the Gekels. And at this moment, they remembered God's grace and blessings.And how they were giving thanks for to God.
所以从这地方我们可以去体会到，这以色列人他们来到了迦南地以后，在那里休息，在那里等待的时间，哦，他们能够认识神，能够借着这个样子守逾越节来服侍神。
So after Israel entered the Gilgal's, and they can be able to serve God and give thanks for to God.
好，那么第五个，他们是。领受的这种荣耀。
And keep this Passover. The fifth point is that is the glory of receiving.
为什么领受的荣耀呢
？Why is it glory of receiving？
我们刚才看到这里面，在到第十一节跟十二节的时候，他们是说他们都吃的那地的土产。
In verse 11 and verse 12, they said they eat the old corns of the land.
那个到了第二进入迦南地了以后的第二天。Manna 就停降了。
And after they entered the land of Canaan, the second day the manna has stopped, came down from heaven.
那么神让他们能够到了神所为他们预备牛奶和蜜的地方，在那个地方能够来享用到那里所出的土产。
So God had allowed them to enter the land filled with milk and honey to enjoy to eat the old corns of the land.
这个是来表明说神对他们的应许是没有落空。
So this is saying that God's promise.Will not be in vain.
也可以让我们能够体会到，就是说神对他们的照顾，他们是无微不至的。
So we can also understand the experience they have, that to see how God will truly protect them.
好，他们来到了约旦河边的时候，那个时候刚好圣经里面说是一个收割的时候。
So when they were near the Jordan River, the Bible said at that time was the time of crops.
而且是那河水溢过两岸的时候。
That time the river was going to two sided bank.
你要从这个从坏的角度来看，是两岸的水河水溢过两岸的时候，是这个环境是很恶劣的环境。
So in a different angle, when we see this, when the river was going over to these two banks.And this is the worst situation.
但是你从神的照顾他们的角度来看，他们来到这个约旦河边的时候，要过约旦河的时候是他们收割的时候。
So the when the angle we see how God protect them, and when they pass the Jordan River, this is the time when the corn and all the vegetation was crops.
所以来过了约旦河以后就可以。就地取材，取那地的土产来享用。
So after they cross the Jordan River, so they can enjoy all this corns and the crops in the land.
从这个角度来看，就可以看出我们的敬畏这位神，他照顾我们是无微不至的。
So from this angle that we can see the God we fear God, then this is how God can protect us.
所以我们从他们过了约旦河这三件事情。
So after they cross Jordan River, these three things they have done.
而且他们在这个营中，在那里休息，在那里等待，在那里守逾越节。
So in this camp, they have been stilled and they have waited, and to keep the Passover.
这一件事情也就成为我们今天在我们信仰生活当中，我们要去学习、去思考的地方。
So all these points that in our faith, this is when we can meditate and learn from this teaching.
所以我们要对我们的信仰要好好的去经营它，好好的去栽培它。
So in our faith that we truly need to be cultivated and to cultivate.
让我们在这个信仰上能够长进。
So that in our faith that we can grow.
然后善用神给我们的恩赐。
So that we can also use
the 恩赐
the gift of God.
好，然后好好的来经营神所赐给我们的产业。
So that we can use this gift to serve what God.The inheritance of God given to us.
所以我们从今天的这一段里面，这个第五章的上半段的部分，我们从这里可以学习到我们怎么样来建立我们的信仰，让我们的信仰能够长进。
So in chapter 5 in the previous passage, that how can we establish our faith and how can our faith be grow?
假使你还没有受洗的话，你听了这道理以后，你要思考，我要来接受洗礼。
So if after you heard this message, if you did not baptize, then you can meditate and make determination to be baptized.
这样子你才有机会来享受神赏赐给我们无微不至的恩典。
So in this, after you baptize, you have this opportunity that you can receive abundant blessing of God.
跟大家一起欢欢喜喜一起来守逾越节。
So to keep the Passover joyfully with the brothers and sisters.
在那个地方来献上我们的感恩。
So at that place that we can offer our thanksgiving.
来做我们这个服侍神的这个工作。
So and also to serve our God.
让我们一起来领受神给我们的这个恩典。
Also receive the blessing of God.
神给我们的恩典是无微不至的。
The blessing of God is abundantly.
我们需要再继续再来分享。
And this afternoon we'll continue to share.
我们先来唱诗196首。
Singing 196.